The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
I'm turning now, we're going to cross back to Paris and back to the Olympics, where I'm joined on the line by Olympic gold winner Rhys McClenaghan. Rhys, has just saying that and hearing that, Olympic champion, has it set in yet?
Not quite. Maybe it'll take a few years, but it's pretty special to hear it.
So talk us through yesterday. How were you feeling going into it? Were you confident? Were you a bit nervous? Was there any shadow of Tokyo in your head, or how were you?
No, you know, it honestly felt like any other competition, any other training session as well. Of course, the nerves are there, but they're always going to be there. And I've always been prepared for that.
Mm. I heard you speaking as well, like just talking about the competition, that actually as a final and as a competition on the pommel horse, the standard this year was just particularly high and anyone could have won it.
Yeah, you're certainly right in saying that. I believe it's the best pommel horse final that there's ever been in gymnastics, and to be a part of that, let alone come out on top of it, is a privilege, really. I'm really honoured to be a part of that.
So walk us through the moment then when you looked up at the score. I mean, did you know after your routine, that's it, I've done it, or was there a bit of a wait where you were unsure? Walk us through what you were thinking.
I mean, after my routine, I was so happy I'd done my job. You know, I controlled the controllable, and that was my routine. And then when that score came up, it was a monster of a score. It was a personal best. I knew I couldn't have done any better on that day, and it would have been a real task for anybody to beat that score, but I knew it was also possible, so I wasn't sitting comfortable.
Mm. Bring us back to Tokyo. You were like, you had absolutely had the tools to win a gold there, and it just didn't quite go right. And that could be a huge confidence knock for anyone, and we've seen it for other Olympians who maybe haven't got there and haven't come back for it. How much work went in behind the scenes, the stuff that we don't see, to bring you back to now?
Yeah, I mean, it's hours and hours of work. Every single day of my life was working towards this Olympic gold medal. Everything I did in a day was contributing to being better, getting better at gymnastics. And what you seen yesterday in that pommel horse routine was that all coming to fruition. And, you know, thank God it did. It's a perfect example of a disappointing circumstance happening, but then switching that disappointment into motivation, coming back better than ever, and ultimately coming back the best.
Mm. You've become something of a national icon now, and you will literally go down in the history books, as mad as that seems to say, and probably hasn't settled in with you. Are you hoping that this will kick on the sport as well in Ireland and the interest and investment?
I really do hope it just inspires the nation, you know, younger generation and older. It seems to be, even in my number of hours that I've had this gold medal, anybody that sees it, their eyes light up. And that just tells me something about the power that this medal has in inspiring people. And I want to use that to its full capacity.
What's it been like in Team Ireland camp? Obviously, we're talking here about it being one of the most successful Olympics we've ever had. And you look at the guys in the rowing, you look at Kelly last night, you look at the swimming that's going today. What's the atmosphere like in the team? Do you get to spend much time with each other and all celebrate those wins, or are you a bit siloed into your own sport?
Well, we definitely get to spend more time with each other than we did in Tokyo. So seeing that contrast personally is really nice. We feel like a proper team out here. And who knows, maybe that contributes to the overall success of these games. But I'm incredibly proud of each and every one of the Olympians and you know, the support staff, the coaches, everybody involved, because we're creating history out here.
I'm almost afraid to ask you this because I get that it's less than 24 hours since you won a gold, but what's next for Rhys McClenaghan? Are you already setting eyes to 4 years' time, or are you just going to take a bit of time off and enjoy it?
I'm going to enjoy it, certainly. I mean, this is it. I've completed the trophy cabinet. I've got them all now, and I guess the only thing left to do is do it again. And that prospect excites me. But what excites me more is just the fact that I still get to do this as my job. I love gymnastics, and I will forever love gymnastics, and I want to be in this sport for as long as possible.
Well, listen, congratulations. Absolutely take the time to savour the gold. You have achieved history for your country. You should be very proud of yourself and very, very proud of all the work that you put in and your family and everyone who supported you.
Thank you so much. And thanks to everybody back home for supporting Team Ireland.
The Anton Savage Show. on News Talk.